The Most Holy Trinity, Sunday, Year C of Easter. A reading from the Book of Proverbs. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way, before His works of old. From everlasting I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While He had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world. When He established the heavens, I was there. When He inscribed a circle on the face of the deep, when He made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, when He set for the sea its boundary, so that the water would not transgress His command, when He marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside Him as a master workman, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him, rejoicing in the world, His earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He takes of Mine and will disclose it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings, the mystery of Trinity. The older version of the Vietnamese Catechism might give us a wrong understanding of the Trinity when it was taught. The Father creates us, the Son redeems us, and the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. In reality, all three persons of the Holy Trinity participate in the economy of creation, redemption, and sanctification of men. We can separate the Trinity to analyze, but we must synthesize all three of them to understand the mystery of Trinity, because we only have the one God. How can we understand the mystery of the Trinity? The Church Fathers used two ways, the study of theology and of what God has done for human beings. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, the Fathers of the Church distinguish between the theology and economy. Theology refers to the mystery of God's inmost life within the Blessed Trinity, an economy to all the works by which God reveals Himself and communicates His life. Through the economy, the theology is revealed to us. But conversely, the theology illuminates the whole economy. God's works reveals who He is in Himself. The mystery of His inmost being enlightens our understanding of all His works. So it is, analogously, among human persons. A person discloses himself in his actions, and the better we know a person, the better we understand his actions. Each reading of today's feasts help us to see different aspects of the Holy Trinity. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Proverbs personified God's wisdom with a purpose for us to understand the origin of wisdom and its relationship with God. God creates wisdom from the beginning, before he creates any creature. Then he, together with the wisdom, creates all things. In the second reading, St. Paul shows us the economy of the salvation of humankind is the cooperation of all three persons of the Trinity. The Father designs the plan, the Son executes it, and the Holy Spirit helps people to recognize and to believe in the plan of salvation. In the Gospel, Jesus reveals about the Holy Spirit, whom the Father and he shall send to the apostles after he ascends to heaven. The Holy Spirit shall help the apostles to understand all Jesus' revelation and guide them to the whole truth, which they cannot understand at one time because of the limitation of their understanding. An analysis of the first reading. From everlasting I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. The origin of wisdom and its relationship with God. Its relationship. The author of Proverbs personifies God's wisdom as follows. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. This is only a way to describe God's wisdom, but this way causes many wrong understandings. First, wisdom must be with God from the beginning, because wisdom must exist with God before his creation. Secondly, it is the verb to create. If wisdom exists with God from the beginning, how is this verb understood? We can't understand as being created as all creatures. The Arian heresy based on this sentence to show that the Word, which is Christ, is created, not existed by himself. The author only wants to express that wisdom exists with God from the beginning, before the creation of the universe and human beings, but the limitation of human language escaped him. The origin of God's wisdom. The author describes it as follows. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, when he set for the sea its boundary, so that the water would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. All these expressions only aim at one goal, that is, Christ's wisdom exists before all things. The relationship between wisdom and all creatures. The author continues to describe this relationship. I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. The expression amon, rendered as a master workman, is used to describe wise creation of God's wisdom. By his wisdom, everything is created, and without him, nothing is created. Not only is the wisdom the mediator between God and his creation, he also deeply involved with human beings, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. In the prologue of the Gospel according to John, we see many similarities between him and the author of the book of Proverbs, such as, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." When talking about the relationship between the Word and the Father, John has this to say when Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works." If we see the Word as God's wisdom, he is always with God, and he himself is God. We cannot separate God's wisdom from God. Only in the mystery of the Incarnation, the work took human flesh to reveal for people God's wisdom. An analysis of the second reading. The economy of redemption belongs to the Trinity. God has his plan of salvation from the beginning, even before the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. According to this plan, every person of the Trinity has a part to play. The Father is the author of the plan of salvation. Both John and Paul gave us a clear view about God's plan of salvation. The Father is the master of the plan. The goal of this plan is to liberate people from slavery of sins, to reconcile them with God, and to bring salvation for them. Jesus the Son is the one who brings this plan to fulfillment. The Father sent his Son to the world to reveal this plan of salvation to humankind and to bring this plan to success by accepting passion, death, and the glorious resurrection. Facing Jesus and his words, people have the freedom to choose to believe or not to believe in him. If they choose to believe in him, they shall be free from sins and become righteous. Once they became righteous, they are reconciled to the Father. Jesus opened the way for us to inherit God's blessings as we have now. We are also confident in the hope of sharing God's glory and happiness. If we don't believe in him, everything is closed, and we shall die in our sins. The Holy Spirit helps us to be loyal with our hope for the eternal life. The forgiveness of sins is only one aspect of God's plan of salvation. The other aspect is the sanctification of humankind by graces of sacraments and the Holy Spirit's guidance. Our faith needs to be tested during the time we live in this world. In God's providence, he shall never let us to fight alone, because he knows we cannot oppose the power of the devil and the world. So he gives us grace and the Holy Spirit to act inside our soul. Sufferings are necessary to test our faith as gold by fire, to know if it is true gold. The faith which was tested shall help the faithful to be patient and persevere in all trials. When the faithful hope in the kingdom is such, they show God that they are deservedly inherited the eternal life. An analysis of the gospel. Jesus reveals the Holy Spirit's role for his disciples. The Holy Spirit helps the faithful to fathom God's mysteries. Before the Passion, Jesus knows his disciples shall stumble because of his sufferings. So he revealed and reminded them the necessary things to encourage them to firmly believe in him. He also knows that their limited minds cannot fathom all what he wants to say. One of his most important revelations is the coming of the Holy Spirit, whom he and the Father shall send to them. Jesus said to them about the Holy Spirit's two important roles. First, when the Holy Spirit comes, he shall lead you to the whole truth. The Holy Spirit is the God of truth. He shall enlighten Jesus' disciples to understand the truth and shall lead them to understand all truth. Second, he shall not say what he thinks, but all things he has heard he shall say and announce to his disciples. All things shall come. The Holy Spirit shall not add new things, but remind them of what Jesus had said and help them to fathom these sayings. The harmony between the Trinity. Each person has his proper duty, but all three only aim the one goal, that is, to bring salvation for human beings. There isn't any sole property of each person or contradiction between them. Human beings are the common property of the Trinity. All persons of the Trinity are in harmony with what they do. Harmony in truth. The truth is one and comes from the Father. The Son sees and tells what is from the Father. The Holy Spirit sees and tells what is from the Son. Harmony in relationship. Whoever has the Son also has the Father and the Holy Spirit. Whoever doesn't have the Son also does not have the Father and the Holy Spirit. Harmony in praises. Whoever praises the Father also praises the Son. Whoever denies the Son also denies the Father and the Holy Spirit. The application in life. We are the Trinity's objects of salvation. They work together in harmony to create, to redeem, and to sanctify us. We should live according to their love. Our family is the expression of the mystery of the Trinity. We should imitate them to love and to be harmonized in all what we do to benefit all members of our family. Our intellect is very limited in understanding God's mysteries, especially the mystery of the Trinity. What we don't understand yet, we shouldn't feel discouraged, but be humble and pray to the Holy Spirit so that He might help us to understand them.